years ago, there was a snowstorm, and so the only one that were at the church was the preacher and a farmer. The farmer had traveled and walked and finally made it into the church, and so he was the only one in the church. And so the pastor thought, you know what, this guy doesn't hardly ever come to church, so I'm just going to unload everything I've got. So he started preaching through Genesis and went to Revelation. And man, about an hour and a half later, he closed the sermon. He had said, and told the farmer, said, you know, when you've got a cow, you're going to feed the cow. And the farmer said, yeah, but I don't feed him every oat I've got. So anyway, I'm not going to preach from Genesis to Revelation. We are studying in Genesis, however, this morning. And so anyway, it's good to see you. I'm glad you can make it out of your house. I'm glad you're here today. I hope you had a good Christmas yesterday. We had a good time. Cynthia and I were home and just had a good time together, enjoying our Christmas together. Micah was and his family were sick. Crystal and them weren't able to get over the hill, so she and I just had a good time together, and so it was great in that way. Are you blessed?
Amen. Yes.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Totally blessed. We are truly blessed, and today I want us to talk about how God specifically touches our lives in ways, and I'm going to call this God's Kisses. I'm going to titled God's Kisses, and have you ever felt like you've been kissed by God? Okay. And I think a lot of times we are kissed by God and we don't even recognize it. We kind of go about our daily life and kind of even just not even think about it or not recognize it at the time. But I believe that God actually kisses us every day. He does something special for us. Our focal passage this morning is in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word? You may be familiar with this passage of Scripture, but if you would, why don't you read this with me? It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You for Your Word today. I thank You for what You mean to us. And Lord, I just pray that You would bless this time together. God, that we could go away from here saying it was good to be in the house of the Lord. And Lord, I pray that we would take the message today and not just have it affect us in the moment, or even today, or even this next week, but throughout the year. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So this passage says, "In Him was life." So who is he talking about? Him. In Jesus was life. Jesus is the one who brings life. He is the author of life. He is the treasure trove of life. He is the creator of life. Without Christ, there would just be darkness. You know, as I think about this passage of Scripture, Jesus, in the very beginning, Scripture states that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and darkness, and void covered the face of the earth. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Did you know that there can't be any life without light? There has to be light in order for life to be formed, in order to live. I mean, you can't grow a garden in the dark. It's horrible to be in a place of dark. Scripture said that darkness was on the face of the deep. Then there was light. Everything needs light to live. The kisses of God bring light. Now, I want you to think with me for just a minute about that first beginning when God created mankind. He formed man out of the dust of the earth. Then Scripture says he bent down and he breathed into man the breath of life. The first kiss of God. The first kiss of God. Not long after Cynthia and I moved here, we decided to travel up north. And we stopped at a little place called Cannon Beach. And it just so happened to be a day when they were having a sandcastle competition. A sandcastle festival. And we didn't know what was going on. We saw a lot of cars there. We decided to walk out on the beach. And man, there were just scores of sandcastles. And these sandcastles were actually, some were actually castles. Some were made into the image of a person or a sea creature. And I wish I had, I can't, that's been a long time ago. And I wish I could remember all of the, I wish I had taken pictures when I was there. And of course, if you've ever been to that event, what happens is these artists come in and they create these sandcastles. And I mean, they carve these intricate details in it. And they've got to do it. There's a timeline because when the tide comes in, all of that washes away. Okay. How many of you have ever been to that event? No one here, maybe, okay, one, Laura. It's quite unique and it's quite fabulous, actually. And they've got all of these creations in really intricate detail, and it's just amazing. So imagine with me someone coming in, walking along the beach, kneels down and kisses these sea creatures and kisses these human beings, and they come to life. Wouldn't that be incredible? Well, that's what happened on the day that God created man. He formed him out of the dust of the earth, knelt down, kissed him, and they came to life. Pretty incredible. I remember I had the opportunity of going to the hospital when my two children were born. And I was frightened. I was anxious. It was a stressful time, but there was this excitement too. About, you know, you don't know. At that time, we didn't know whether it was going to be boy or girl. There were ultrasounds. Did we know? I can't recall. Oh, my wife knew, but she didn't tell me. Okay, we didn't have the test. Okay, Jesus told her what they were going to be, but did not. We had no clue until they were born. And every child that comes into the world is just like my children. They're born. The doctors clean out their mouth and air passages. And all of a sudden, someone breathes into them the breath of life. It's not the doctor. It's a kiss from God. That was your first kiss when you were born. The Lord kissed you, breathing into your lungs the breath of life. Cynthia and I were kissed when we saw our children born. It's pretty amazing to be able to experience that. I was kissed when Cynthia agreed to marry me. The Lord kissed me on that day. Fantastic time. In the beginning, Scripture says that Jesus was there. In the beginning, Jesus was there. And this passage of Scripture says that Jesus is the one who gives life. And so I'm thinking that was a pre-incarnate Jesus Christ who knelt down and gave the kiss of life to his creation. And I'm thinking that it's Jesus, the pre-incarnate Christ, who gave life to all human beings up until he came. Now it's Jesus Christ after his resurrection that brings life, that kisses the children in bringing life into their lifeless body. Scripture says in verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him, there was nothing made that was made. You are aware, of course, that nothing around you, creation, is just happenstance, right? You're aware that you didn't come from a roach, right? Okay. Just making sure that you understand that. Here's what Scripture says. All creation has its life in Jesus Christ. All creation has its life in Jesus Christ. In him was life. In him, Jesus Christ was life. Throughout your stay here on this earth, God is going to kiss you in special ways. And it's important that you are aware of those times and those kisses that he makes upon you. I'm going to ask Matt to come. Come on, Matt. And I'm going to ask him to, he has something that he wanted to share with you about how God kissed him this week. So would you please come up here? All right, go ahead.
Guilty by association.
You got the picture? So I found this in the woods a week ago last Friday. It's a 6x7 bull elk skull. And God led me right to it. Actually, he kind of put it in my path because I follow railroad grades for fun. And I was working, and on my lunch break, I decided to follow this old railroad grade, and this was sitting there. And you'll notice a few things. The color on the antlers is perfect, untouched. I showed this to my coworkers, and they couldn't believe it. And the thing is, I know God gave this to me for a reason, and it was to share kind of Christ with them, to share God with them. So every time they come and say, wow, you're really lucky, I'd say, no, it's God.
Right.
And they'd say, oh, no, you're just, this was happenstance. No, this was God. And it actually was working through them because there was one thing that they could not understand that science couldn't understand, that this was not chewed on at all. And for sitting out in the woods for 2 years, mice and coyotes and everything else will have chewed on them. This is untouched. There's not a tooth mark on the skull or the antlers. And those who didn't believe could not fathom that. They had no explanation for that. And so they just kind of all, they had nothing. they just stood there in awe and wonder at it. And so I guess the thing is when God gives you a blessing or a kiss, share it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Matt. I think that's a good word. When he kisses you, share it with someone. I was visiting with a lady on Zoom. I'm going to call her Jane. And so Jane had a rough upbringing. There was a lot of abuse in her family, a lot of abuse to her. And she was sharing a story with me. So she's been having a hard time connecting with God because she said, whenever I was a child, I would call out to God, but the abuse never stopped. She kept calling, the abuse never stopped. And so she's having a hard time trusting him. But said she was going to, she decided last week or week before last that she was going to go to the movies with some friends. And as she was preparing to go to the movies with these non-Christian friends, it says the Lord spoke to her and said, Jane, don't you want to spend time with me? And she said, no, I'm done with you. I don't want to have anything else to do with you. You weren't there when I needed you, and so I'm finished with you. And whenever she was telling me that, I'm thinking, oh man, that's not good. So she said she and her friends went to the theater. They couldn't find a parking spot. But as soon as they got to near the front of the theater, a car pulls out and they were able to find this parking spot. And I mean, it's right there in front of the front doors. She said then they went up to the ticket counter and the ticket counter said that the attendant says, I'm sorry, we don't have any tickets. We're all sold out. So they start to walk away and then the attendant says, oh, wait just a minute. Somebody just canceled and there's enough tickets for all of you here. So they were able to get the tickets, go in and watch the movie. After the movie, so during the day, the weather forecast was that there were going to be a torrential rainstorm. While they were in the movies, there was no rainstorm, nothing out of the ordinary weather-wise. But they came out of the movies, and as soon as they got in the car, a deluge poured out. And the driver, who was an atheist, said, we are either really lucky or somebody's been watching over us. And when he said that, she said it was like the Holy Spirit convicted her. And she started bawling. And the other people in the car was wondering what in the world was going on. She was sobbing because of a kiss from God. And so when they asked her, what's wrong with you? She... only thing she could say was, well, I'm just really emotional right now. But you know, we experience kisses from God on a daily basis. And many times we don't recognize them for what they are. Yesterday, we celebrated a huge kiss from God. Jesus Christ coming in the flesh to be able to redeem us from our sins, to be able to take on the form of God, to take on the form of man, and to share with us the love of God. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. The God of the universe, the King of the universe, coming down as a pauper to share his life with us. I want to share with you a story we found in Luke, or an account rather, that we find in Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 38. So this is 8 days after Jesus was born, okay, which would, if Jesus were born on the 25th of December, then today would be the 8th day. So if you recall from your readings, that's the day, 8th day was the day that all boys went to the temple to be circumcised. There was this rite that took place. It was a tradition. Actually, it was a commandment given by God to Abraham, given again to Moses, and it was a tradition carried on through the Israelite community. And so Mary and Joseph went to the temple to fulfill the law. They took either two young pigeons or two turtle doves to offer as a sacrifice for Jesus as they presented him to the Lord. And they dedicated him to the Lord. Well, at that time, there was a man whose name was Simeon in Jerusalem. And Scripture says that the Holy Spirit compelled Simeon to go to the temple. And so Simeon followed the Holy Spirit, speaking to his heart, went to the temple, and when he saw Jesus, he was overcome with joy because the Lord had told him previously that he was not going to die until he saw the Messiah physically. And so he began to rejoice over the blessing of being able to see Jesus before he died. Not only was he there, but there was also a lady by the name of Anna, who was a prophetess. And Scripture says that she lived in the temple for many years. She was like in her 80s, and she was 84 years old. She had lived in the temple since 7 years after her husband, they were married for 7 years. He passed away, and from that time, she lived in the temple, fasting and praying. And this day, when Jesus was there, she was able to see him and to worship him. And she talked about, so she went about talking about and telling everyone about the child that she saw, the one that she was expecting and waiting for to rescue Simeon. Anna and Simeon were kissed by God. This week, you're going to be kissed by God. This next year, you're going to be kissed by God. I don't want you to miss it. One of the greatest kisses is spiritual. When Jesus came, not only did he come to be born, but he came to live a perfect life. He came to be crucified for our sins. He came to die. He came to be buried, and he came to be resurrected. I don't know, I'm sure you recall when you came to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I remember that. Hopefully you remember that. If you've had that experience with Jesus Christ, you remember that. It's not something you soon forget. When you turned from your sin and asked Christ to come into your heart, there was a kiss that took place. The Holy Spirit came into your life. You became transformed, and a new life began because of Jesus Christ. He's the one that brings life. In him is life. One of the Old Testament titles for Jesus is Redeemer. One of the definitions for Redeemer is one who delivers or buys back. One who delivers or buys back. So you may have been like this lady that I've been visiting with over Zoom. And maybe you wonder, why did I have to go through these things? Why the trouble that I experienced? Why wasn't Jesus there whenever I called out to him? And I want to say to you that he was there. He was there. Not only was he there, but he heard your cries. It was not God's choice that you have a parent that denied him. It was not God's choice that you had parents who rejected him and chose to go into exile and go into slavery. That was not God's choice. But I guarantee you, when you called out to him, he heard you, and he is either bringing you out or he has brought you out. That's the Redeemer. That's the one who redeems. That's the one who buys back. That's the one who delivers. That's the one who sets us free. Maybe you haven't seen the deliverance of the Lord yet. But if you're crying out to him, that is coming, I guarantee you. And it will come to you, and it will come to anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. Many did not recognize, many in the nation of Israel did not recognize the kiss that came from God. They did not recognize the one who brought life and who brings life, because Jesus is life. Jesus is life. They did not recognize that. They didn't accept him. They didn't receive him. Today, whether you're here or watching through Zoom or hearing the recording, Scripture teaches us that God will accept you when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He will accept you as his child. He will accept you as his child. You remember when Jesus was teaching, and the children wanted to come see Jesus and be blessed by him. The parents wanted him to bless them. And the disciples said, no, Jesus is too busy. He doesn't have time for your children. He doesn't have time for you. And yet Jesus said, come unto me. Let the children come, because of such is the kingdom of heaven. Maybe today you need to be blessed by God. Maybe today you need to be kissed by God. Would you allow him to minister to you as only he can? I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, those who are watching on Zoom. I'm going to pray for you. But I don't want us to miss what God has for us this next year. Father, I come before you today. And Lord, I want to thank you. I know personally that I've missed a lot of kisses that you've brought my way. I've not been aware of them, or I've just been oblivious or just overlooked them. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want to be more aware of your blessings. I want to be more aware of your kisses. And Lord, I pray for this congregation. Lord, as Matt said earlier, we need to tell people when we're blessed by you. We need to tell people when we're kissed by you. How are they going to know if we don't tell? And so, Lord, I pray that you would cement it in my heart. Help me to be more aware of those times when you are so close and want to reveal yourself. Lord, we give you the praise, and the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.